8:32 in the morning of Thursday, April 14th, 2011, and we have a quorum to conduct business. Senator Pascman is here, Senator Coghill, Senator Wilikowski, and myself, Senator French. There's only one matter in front of the committee this morning, and that's HB 127. I just want to begin by thanking the committee. This is the time of year where schedules get a little bit uncertain and flexible, and I really appreciate everybody showing up exactly on time this morning on short notice. It really just helps the whole process, so I appreciate that. The first thing we need to do is to adopt the new CS that's before us. It's backslash T Tango. If there could be a motion.
So moved.
Senator Wilikowski has moved the CS before us, and I will object for the purposes of discussion, and my staffer Cindy Smith will walk us through the placement of the amendments we adopted yesterday to make sure that the committee sees them in the CS as it stands right now. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Cindy Smith, staff to Senator French. There were four amendments that were adopted yesterday. The first is on page 4, reinstating the Class B felony for online child enticement.
The increase from a C to a B.
Yep, sorry.
Yep.
At section 9, then, also on page 4, continuing to page 5, is the amendment regarding keystroke logging. The next amendment begins on page 8 at section 17, which has to do with the judge's discretion in ordering sex offenders residing within 500 feet of school grounds.
Area restriction.
Area restriction.
Sure.
And finally, on page 14, at lines 28 through 31, is the language requested by the Department of Law that the report be restricted to state cases and with the cooperation of the Department of Corrections and the court system.
The report, I'll just point out, the report just tells them to tell us how many people were arraigned within 24 hours and how many were arraigned within 48 hours, so we can get a feel for what the new standard is.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. I'll just point out we have Derek DeGrasse online to answer questions. We do have folks here from the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Law to answer questions as well. So with that, I'm going to remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. The CS is before us. And is there any committee discussion? Everybody pretty happy with the way the CS appears? Getting the head nods. I'd solicit a motion then. Senator Wilikowski.
Mr. Chair, I'd move that we move Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 127, backslash version T, out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note. Do you need a motion on the concurrent resolution?
We'll do it separately. Is there objection to moving the bill? Hearing and seeing none, the bill moves. And then there's a,
Mr. Chair, I'd move that we move Senate concurrent resolution, the accompanying concurrent resolution to this Senate CS for House Bill number 127. The concurrent resolution is fashioned as work order 27-LS082/A, dated 4/12/2011, out of committee with individual recommendations. Is there zero fiscal note?
Title amendment, true.
Title amendment.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator Coghill. Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the title amendment is moved as well. With that, we're going to adjourn, and I will just ask you all to stay and sign the paperwork. Thanks so much.